And the days and hours, John, are ticking away for the candidates who are going to be facing the voters in North Carolina and Indiana on Tuesday. But today it's May Day, and for some that means May International Day. Workers' Day. In Cuba, it means tens of thousands of people will get... Were you screaming?
Yeah, well, May Day also means May Day!
May Day. Yeah. In Cuba, though, it means that tens of thousands of people are going to get together. They're going to celebrate a tradition started by Fidel Castro's regime nearly 50 years ago.
Never we, the Cuban people, felt so free as now.
Are you a communist?
Well, wait for the history. The history will take what we are.
That was Fidel Castro, and that was 1960. And today, many historians would say, yes, he was a communist. But his brother, Raul Castro, is in charge now, and he's making small but ideologically important changes. The BBC's Michael Voss joins us from Revolution Square, where Cubans will gather today. Michael, Raul's been president since February, and cell phones and work bonuses are suddenly part of the lexicon there in Cuba. What is Raul trying to do?
I think there's two things that Raul Castro is trying to do. One, he's trying to create a slightly sort of softer, friendlier form of communism, where, as you say, you can buy cell phones. He's also lifted the bans on buying DVDs and computers, although none of those have appeared in the shops yet. And he's told Cubans they can stay in the same resort hotels that foreigners stay in. That's the sort of the softer communism he's trying to create.
Well, do we have a name for that, Michael? Michael, do we have a name for that? Could we call it like Perestroikania or something like that?
I like that one.
Yeah.
You've patented that one.
but Michael, are people, like, they're excited about the idea of being able to buy these things and also about the possibilities of what's to come, but we're still talking about a country where the salary is less than $20 per month.
Yes, we are, and this is one of the huge, big economic problems that Raul Castro is going to have to grapple with. What you do have, though, is, remember, you've got 1.5 million Cubans living abroad, many of them in the United States, and there are remittances coming back to families in Cuba. Those working with the tourist industry, for example, will have some access to hard currency. So, I mean, there's not a lot of people with the money to buy these things. After about 3-4 days, they'd sold 8,000 mobile phones, for example. However, it has created goodwill. People are saying, all right, I don't have the money to buy it, or I don't have the money for the hotel, but at least now I can if I had the money. And maybe if I save up next year, I could take my wife to a hotel for a night for our wedding anniversary. It's created a level of goodwill that I think will give Raul Castro time to grapple with the really big economic issues. Don't expect any loosening whatsoever politically. You know, the Communist Party rules supreme here, and Raul Castro has made it clear it will continue to do so.
In fact, he said earlier this week that he was going to convene a Communist Party conference at the end of 2009, and that's something that hasn't happened since 1997. Yeah. But is there this general sense that he is going to be opening up Cuba in a way that we haven't seen in modern history?
I think there is. I mean, there's been a lot of speculation about whether Raul would follow the Chinese model and open up in that way.
Michael Voss, BBC Cuba correspondent. John, I think we're going to keep his number on speed dial because
absolutely,
lots to come there in Cuba.
Cuba used to mean casinos, but in the 60s it meant Russian missiles. What's changing about the language? Mission accomplished has been ruined by the Bush administration. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE to give us your phrase that you want retired. Like, for instance, at the end of the day, it's over. Scrub it, says Marcus Grainer on our website.
And Vernon Reed says, paradigm shift has got to go, and that's in capital letters with 2 exclamation points at the end.
Coming up, we have an extraordinary surprise for our listeners also.
Do we?
Oh, yeah, here in the studio.
I think it's going to be a surprise to me, too, though.
It's incredible. Okay. I mean, the person we have in our studio, incredible.
This is the takeaway.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour.
There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.